Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your Top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, we discuss Demi Lovato's battle with addiction with Dr. Drew Pinsky. How a DMV office in Ohio is using a photo of LeBron James to make sure people follow the rules. And it's the most wonderful time of the year. Shark Week is back. The Justice Department busted a massive four-year phone scam. They claim cheated Americans out of hundreds of millions of dollars. 21 conspirators based across 8 states were sentenced for operating a fraud ring where victims would receive frequent robocalls from people claiming to be officials from the IRS or immigration services. The calls targeted vulnerable populations like immigrants and the elderly, and the scammers would threaten the victims with arrest or deportation if they didn't immediately pay their debts via a wire transfer or prepaid card. The Justice Department said more than 15,000 victims lost money, and another 50,000 had their personal information stolen. In order to protect people from scams like this one, the IRS released some tips to help people spot fake calls. First, the IRS will never call you to immediately demand payment by a specific method. Instead, you'll get a bill in the mail, and you'll have the chance to appeal if you dispute the charge. Second, the IRS cannot revoke your driver's license, business license, or immigration status. And third, the IRS will never threaten to bring in local law enforcement to arrest you for not paying. Remember, if you think you're the target of an IRS phone scam, you can report it to the IRS or Federal Trade Commission. Matt Lauer gave his first radio interview since the sexual harassment scandal that destroyed his Today Show career, calling himself an easy mark. The disgraced host is battling over a multi-million dollar property he owns in New Zealand. Government groups want public access to his Hunter Valley Station ranch so visitors can pass through to reach a conservation park. Lauer spoke with New Zealand's John Campbell on his show Checkpoint and said he thinks he's being taken advantage of.
I believe the groups that are behind this are in some ways, unfortunately, taking advantage of some difficult times I've been through over the past 6 months. And I think they see me as an easy mark.
Following the allegations against Lauer last November, New Zealand's Overseas Investment Office requested additional information about the claims against him, saying it required foreign investors to be of good character. Ultimately, they determined there was insufficient evidence to take proceedings against him. The property dispute is an ongoing matter. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. Nicole, there's another food recall in the news.
That's right, Kristen. Kraft Heinz is voluntarily recalling its Taco Bell cheese dip. No cases of illnesses have been reported, but the product showed signs that it was at risk for a bacteria that causes food poisoning. First daughter Ivanka Trump is closing her namesake fashion brand. The company says the move was based on her decision to stay in Washington and not the brand's performance. But data shows sales have fallen over the past year. General Motors has a new car sharing program that lets owners and qualified lessees rent out their vehicles.
What do drivers need to sign up?
Well, the renters have been vetted by GM in order to participate. Rates will depend on the vehicle. Car owners will keep 60% of the fee charged by the company.
All right, thanks, Nicole. Demi Lovato is reportedly awake and recovering following a drug overdose. Joining us now to talk about it, Dr. Drew Pinsky. He's board certified in internal medicine and addictionology. Thank you for being here, Dr. Drew. What was your reaction when you first heard the news?
Well, I had a few reactions, actually. First of all, when they initially reported heroin, I didn't buy that. It didn't fit with her syndrome. So that's one thing. I'd be very skeptical about that. She's been sober for 6 years, and now she's relapsed. This is addiction. This is the way it works. And it's a chronic illness marked by relapse.
Just a few weeks ago, Dr. Drew, Demi released a song called Sober. She apologizes in that song to her family and her fans. Was that a cry for help?
No, I don't believe addicts ever. I've treated 10,000 drug addicts. I've not seen one cry for help. What I heard was, Jesus, sobriety is hard work. I'm not up for it right now. That's what I heard.
I think that vulnerability about her through her music is what really endears her to fans.
And she's been an inspiration for recovering people and people who have various kinds of mental illness. She's helped with stigma. I mean, this woman is, I cannot thank her enough for all that she has done. But I'll tell you what, here's the way she's feeling right now, is ashamed and guilty. I guarantee you that's how she's feeling. And there is no place for this right now. Get back in, and she'll be more of an inspiration to people struggling with these conditions than before.
For those of us with loved ones struggling with addiction, how can we help them?
If somebody in your life is struggling, you want to use every bit of leverage that you have to get them into treatment and to stay into treatment. Beyond that, though, you can't do anything. That's the unfortunate thing about addictions. But you can do something active. So you yourself, you're the patient. You're the loved one of the patient. You're the family member. You go to Al-Anon. You go to a 12-step program, and you will affect the course of the identified patient. Sounds weird, but I'm telling you it's true.
Dr. Drew, thank you for your insight. And, of course, we wish Demi a quick recovery.
You bet.
You can listen to Dr. Drew Midday Live on 790 KABC Radio. Americans are spending more money on credit cards, as well as interest and fees. But there are some things that are actually better to put on plastic. Joining us now to break it all down is financial expert and New York Times bestselling author of Boss B, Nicole Lapin. Nicole, thanks for being here.
Great to be here, as always.
Let's start with online shopping. I'm a big online shopper. A lot of people are. Are these things that we should put on our credit cards?
Debt is the only four-letter word I don't like. But if you are buying something responsibly, don't do it with a debit card because you're putting out your information that's more susceptible to online hackers. So if you put it on a credit card, you're protecting your personal information more.
What about big-ticket items like appliances, for example?
Yeah, so like a washer, dryer, a TV. You often get an extended warranty on a credit card. So in case something happens, you could be covered there.
Okay, so credit cards for travel, do you recommend that?
Absolutely, because you're also getting more travel insurance in the same way as you would with an appliance. Also, car rental, you know how they say, pay all this extra stuff. Well, maybe you actually already have that on your credit card anyway. And with taxes, if you have tax-deductible stuff like medical expenses or business expenses or charitable contributions, it's a good idea to put it on a credit card because then you don't have a shoebox full of receipts.
Valuable information, as always. Nicole, thank you. All right, how about this story? A DMV office in Ohio is utilizing the state's love-hate relationship with LeBron James to try to make people follow the rules. Everyone loved LeBron as a national high school basketball star in Akron, and when he was drafted number one overall by the Cavaliers. But people burned his jersey when he decided to take his talents to South Beach. They loved him when he returned and led the Cavs to a championship. But this offseason, the King decided to leave again and sign with the Los Angeles Lakers. The move wiped the smile off the face of a lot of people, and that's exactly what one Ohio DMV branch is counting on. They posted a picture of LeBron in a Lakers jersey right below the camera in an effort to get people to stop smiling in driver's license pictures, which, by the way, is technically against the rules. As if a trip to the DMV wasn't already bad enough, now it's worse. Did you know that almost half of all women blow-dry their hair every single day? That's why we've got today's Top 30 Steal, an Infinity Gold hair dryer at a special 81% discount. This one does more than simply dry your hair. It saves you time, and it fights frizz. The barrel is infused with tourmaline technology, so it emits negative ions to cut down on drying time and lock in natural moisture. The ceramic coating creates a steady stream of heat that minimizes damage to hair cuticles. It comes with a concentrator and a diffuser attachment. And there's even a cool shot button you can use once your hair is styled to help lock it in place. The Infinity Gold hair dryer retails for $200. But today you can buy it for just $39. That's an 81% discount. And you can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando has what you need to know today. Danielle, you know I love my coffee, and now we don't even need to drink it to get its effects?
I know, Kristen, I love my coffee, and just the aroma of coffee may be all you need to perk yourself up. Researchers tested college students, and half were put in a room with just the smell of coffee. The other half went into a room without that aroma. Those who could smell the coffee not only performed better, they also believed that they were more alert. Well, fighting with your spouse, not just bad for your relationship, it could also be bad for your health. New research shows that disagreeing with your better half is just as harmful as smoking and drinking. The more fights couples have, the more of a toll it takes on a man's health. But the same wasn't true for women. Experts say communicating openly can help break the pattern of conflict. And a new study finding your earliest memories may have never actually happened. Researchers say 40% of people mistakenly believe that they remember an event from the first 2 years of life, like taking their first steps. But those memories are likely based on family stories or pictures. And that's what you need to know. And Kristen, researchers also say we only start remembering things after the age of 3. I don't know. Do you remember anything before then?
You know, I'm kind of drawing a blank until kindergarten, but I definitely remember kindergarten. Thanks, Danielle. Lin-Manuel Miranda, creator of the hit Broadway musical Hamilton, recently launched a new fund dedicated to supporting the arts in Puerto Rico. The vibrant arts community on the island has suffered from an 11-year economic recession. And after the devastation of Hurricane Maria, government support for the arts has almost entirely dried up. The nonprofit Flamboyant Foundation will manage the multi-million dollar fund, which will provide grants to artistic organizations across Puerto Rico. And Miranda said he hopes to grow the fund to $15 million within the upcoming years. The announcement comes as Miranda prepares to bring Hamilton to Puerto Rico for a limited engagement run next January. Miranda will reprise his performance of the show's title role, and all proceeds from the performance will be donated to the newly created fund. Coming from Puerto Rican roots himself, Miranda has already spearheaded a number of fundraising initiatives for Puerto Rico and continues to shine a spotlight on rebuilding the island. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 5 DC, Pathways to Housing is a program that looks to supply homes for the close to 3,000 homeless in the DC area. One of the recipients of their generosity is Wendell, who now uses his talents as a musician to inspire others. One person who was particularly motivated by his story, actor and musician Kevin Bacon, who surprised Wendell, joining him to perform, creating an impromptu fundraiser in the process, with all proceeds going right back to the program that helped Wendell get back on his feet. In our next story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, more and more often parents give their kids something like an iPad or iPhone as a simple way to entertain and educate them. But the Early Learning Coalition is a program aimed at teaching kids to read at a younger age the old-fashioned way. Each week, the free initiative provides children 4 books to take home and read, with hopes that it'll help them reach their full potential. But most importantly, the initiative looks to bring families together, building bonds through a good story. In our final story from Fox 29 Philadelphia, most teens in the juvenile system in Philadelphia don't often get the opportunity to share their story. So a few teens in the system had an idea, helping create the program Juveniles for Justice, a new project that provides a central place for teens to share their stories with hopes of using them to help others. By sharing their experiences through artwork and community events, the group shows that your past doesn't determine your future. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Shark Week is back. The 30th anniversary of Discovery's annual celebration features specials like Guy Fieri's Feeding Frenzy, Shark Tank meets Shark Week, Naked and Afraid of Sharks, and Shark Wrecked, where a crew spends 48 hours stranded in shark-infested waters. And who better to host Shark Week's Big 3-0 than the big fella himself, Shaquille O'Neal? The NBA legend even faced his fears by swimming in a shark or Shaq cage until he was joined by a surprise visitor. Not enough sharks for ya? Try Nat Geo Wild's 2-week Shark Fest. According to one exec, while others portray sharks as fearsome, Shark Fest paints them as underdogs with a pivotal role in the world's oceans. Still not enough? How about some shark-themed summer movies? On August 10th, Jason Statham fights a 75-foot prehistoric shark in The Meg.
Oh my God. It's a megalodon.
A week later, sharks fall from the sky as the last Sharknado, It's About Time, premieres on Sci-Fi. The 6th installment features time travel, dinosaurs, and Noah's Ark. With your viewing needs met, curl up on the couch with a great white or hammerhead stuffed animal from Build-A-Bear while enjoying the official frozen treat of Shark Week, the S'mores Blizzard from Dairy Queen. Well, it's almost back to school time, which means back to campus for college kids. And while it may be exciting for them, it can definitely be daunting for the parents who pay the bills. Paige Failing from Fox 46 Charlotte joins us now with some great hacks to keep those college costs down. Hey, Paige.
You know, whether you're the parent paying or the student who has worked all summer for some college cash, there are things you can do to give yourself and not your bills some mo money. Number one, I love a cute bedroom as much as the next girl, right? But when it comes to dorm decor, think more Target than Tahari. Number two, cut out unnecessary newness. Borrow a friend's pickup truck instead of renting that moving van. Maybe buy used textbooks instead of ones that are fresh off the presses. Number three, learn to bum a ride or put your bum on a bike. No car costs can add up to lots of pennies in your pocket, which can mean lots of pennies for my personal college favorite, Penny Pint Night, which for today's college kids is probably more like quarter quarts or dollar drinks. Inflation, you know. Either way you slice it, though, the Math 101 formula that every college kid can get an A-plus on, more budget, Kristen, equals more beer.
Oh, those priorities. Thanks, Paige. Well, here's an interesting story. TSA is using scanners that have new technology designed to find dangerous items current machines could miss and get you through those security lines faster. The new scanner uses the same process as a CT scan in a hospital. That means it gives screeners the ability to zoom into the image of the bag and rotate it 360 degrees. That gives them a much better view of a cluttered bag. TSA officials say the system can detect a much lower weight of explosive, which is important for safety, and it will also allow passengers to keep liquids and electronics in their bag, which will reduce time spent in line. One of the new scanners is already in use at JFK Airport in New York, and TSA plans to install 15 more across the country by the end of the year. But it will take a few years before they replace the 2,000 scanners located at every airport checkpoint in the country. Time now for this week's Page Six Fix. Big news about Lindsay Lohan. Carlos Greer is here to talk about it. Hi, Carlos.
Well, Kristen, are you ready to keep up with the Lohans? We can exclusively report that the brains behind Keeping Up with the Kardashians is moving forward with a Lindsay Lohan reality show following her new resort business in Greece. The show is thought to start filming as soon as next month and will air on MTV. In other TV news, there's been another, yes, another host shakeup at The View. Following Paula Faris' exit, it appears co-host Sarah Haynes is also jumping ship to join Michael Strahan on the third hour of GMA starting in September. And that's this week's Page Six Fix. See you next time.
Okay, thanks, Carlos. For more hot news and gossip, watch Page Six TV. Check your local listings. A Florida cop extended kindness to a homeless man, and the whole thing was caught on camera. Tallahassee Police Officer Tony Carlson had just finished responding to a call when he saw a man outside of a gas station trying to shave his face, but struggling with the razor. Officer Carlson said he's trying to start shaving and he didn't have a mirror, couldn't see what he was doing. It was not going well. That's when the cop took the razor from the homeless man, identified as Phil, and began to shave his face for him. Phil told Officer Carlson he was trying to clean up because he was going to get a job at McDonald's, and they would only take him if he showed up to his first day with a clean-shaven face. Officer Carlson said he likes to think of himself as a peace officer, and it looks like he's really committed to making a difference. By the way, fingers crossed, Phil gets the job. A house where civil rights icon Rosa Parks once lived will be up for auction this week. Parks famously refused to give up her seat on a bus to a white passenger in Montgomery, Alabama in 1955. She was forced to flee the South amid death threats and ended up in Detroit a couple of years later. Parks stayed in her brother's tiny wood-framed house with 17 other relatives. At one point, the house was going to be demolished before it was rescued by Parks' niece and an American artist living in Berlin. The house was actually displayed in Germany and Rhode Island. It's currently in storage in Massachusetts. It goes up for auction on Thursday and has an estimated sale price of between $1 and $3 million. The current owners are hoping the buyer displays it publicly to help tell the story of segregation in America. Several affluent Canadians could be traveling out of this world. About two dozen Canadians, mostly from Ontario and Alberta, have put down a $250,000 deposit to reserve a seat on the Virgin Galactic space plane. They will join hundreds from all over the world who are set to become Earth's first ever space tourists. The flight is expected to blast into the atmosphere as early as this year, or at least by 2019. Passengers will travel in a six-person capsule on top of a rocket to about 62 miles above Earth, the edge of space, and then float back down at the end of a parachute. As it stands, space travel is far too expensive for the average person. But the Canadian branch of the Space Tourist Society predicts prices could really come down in the next 10 to 15 years. But fly at your own risk. For now, there doesn't seem to be any flight insurance available in Canada for space tourism. Luxury brand Burberry burned more than $35 million worth of unsold clothes last year. That's according to a report by the Times of London. The reason? Industry insiders say designer labels don't want their products to be sold for low prices, so the products remain exclusive and not worn by everyone. Burberry admits it burned unwanted stock, but says it uses specialized incinerators that are able to harness energy from the process. According to the report, this practice is common among the fashion industry. The company that owns the Cartier and Montblanc brands reportedly destroyed more than $500 million worth of watches over the past 2 years. And 15 tons of H&M merchandise were burned and helped power a small city in Sweden. The backlash has reached the UK government's Environment Agency. It's determining if any laws requiring companies to reuse or recycle products were broken. And that's it for today's Top 30. Here's what's coming up on our next show. The cost of groceries is climbing, and we'll tell you which foods add the most to your bill. Plus, one of the most iconic cars in movie history could be yours, but it's not what it looks like. And a longtime dream comes true for this young animal lover. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.